Committee on Natural Resources will come to order, please. Let me begin by assuring my colleagues, as evidenced by the tie that I'm wearing today, that this will be the last meeting of the committee before the holiday season. Well, maybe I can get that kind of a response all day today. Every bill we call up. So this will be the last committee meeting during the first session of the 111th Congress. And I would note that during the course of this year, the House has passed 96 measures originating from this committee. The vast majority of those measures were considered as suspension bills and were considered in a bipartisan fashion. When the other body does them, what they do with them is another matter entirely, since they need 60 votes to go to the restroom anymore. I would be remiss if I did not state what an honor it has been for me to serve with my ranking member, Doc Hastings, and I say that despite some, not me, calling him Dr. No on several issues that were a priority for our committee and for me. But really, we have, respected each other, and although not always agreed, of course, we do respect our opinion, each other's opinions, and have worked in a very congenial manner, and I appreciate that. Doc has demonstrated a keen grasp over the matters coming before our committee, and I do appreciate his diligence and tenacity. And I also want to thank and salute the subcommittee chairs and the ranking members. They, too, have been extremely diligent in carrying out their duties. Many of them have sat through long hours of hearings and have done the nitty-gritty that's necessary on the vital legislation this committee has considered during the course of the year, and I thank them very much. And to all committee members, both sides of the aisle, I thank you for your participation. I feel we've had good participation during the course of the year, good input, and I thank you wherever you found the light and were able to support the chairman's position. I do appreciate that as well. I also want to thank the staff on both sides of the aisle. As we all know, they do a tremendous amount of work behind the scenes, and that has enabled us to pass these 96 measures to which I referenced earlier in the bipartisan fashion we have. So I particularly thank the staffs, and to all of the above and those that I have not mentioned, I do wish a happy holiday season. I'll be glad to recognize the ranking member, the gentleman from Washington, at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I certainly hope this is the last meeting of this committee this year, but keep in mind the other body is still contemplating, and those are their actions may come into play. And thank you very much for the kind words. I've enjoyed, obviously, my time here after 12 years of absence from this committee, serving on the Rules Committee, and certainly there are issues that we are going to disagree on. But I have found in the time that I've been here this year that we have agreed to disagree, and then we will proceed with the arguments and move forward. In that sense, I do want to say I'm a bit dismayed, and I'll mention this up front here as we have this markup of six bills today, because the first five bills, when our staff were communicating on this, we wanted to get something that everybody could obviously agree on, and there was give and take, as there always is. We don't see that give and take that our staff puts together, but I know that they work very hard on that. And five bills were agreed upon as something that we could all agree on until we got to H.R. 2314, the Native Alaskan bill, or Hawaiian bill. I shouldn't say that, yes. And as you know, we had a markup on that, or not a markup, but a hearing on that bill last June, and we expressed some real concerns that we had on our side of the aisle, genuine concerns. I have some concerns with that bill. And then there was a markup that was scheduled that was abruptly canceled. We didn't hear why it was canceled, and unless last Friday, Mr. Abercrombie came to me and said that he had an agreement worked out and wanted to move the bill. I spoke to you on the floor saying that we had some concerns with that, and you graciously said, okay, well, we'll work our way through that. But I just want to say, when we get to H.R. 2314, we intend to use, and I'll go into more detail as to what our concerns are and why our concerns have been brought forward at this late date. We intend to use all of the resources that we have within the rules to try to explain why this bill, in my view, should not be moved forward. As you know, I sent you a letter last night asking you to postpone that. That was based mainly because there was a letter from the governor of Hawaii and the attorney general expressing their concerns, people that have in the past strongly supported this concept. So, Mr. Chairman, I just want to say that we'll work very diligently. We have some opinions on the five bills. We'll make those points, and then we will move forward. But when we get to H.R. 2314, we intend on the minority side to utilize everything within our toolbox in order to make our points. And with that, thank you again for the compliment. I didn't mean to put a downer on it with my observations here, but you know, that's somehow the way this process works. And I do wish everybody, when we do get out of here, a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. I see we have a vote going on.
Yeah, thank you, Doc. I appreciate it, and I certainly did try anyway in the beginning. the ranking member has been very open. He accurately described, including a phone call to me last night at home, his position and the letter that was received by the governor of Hawaii and the attorney general, I believe, or rather through the attorney general. Right. I certainly understand the ranking member and many on his side of the aisle's position on this issue and their warning about using all the resources within the rules to prevent the bill from moving forward. I discussed this briefly with Mr. Abercrombie yesterday as he returned from his home state. I have not discussed it with him this morning, but it is my understanding that the governor's objections are based not upon the underlying bill itself, which he supports, and the attorney general. She supports, but rather the opposition is based upon a not yet introduced substitute by our colleague from Hawaii, Mr. Abercrombie. So I am going to discuss that with him, hopefully before we get to the actual calling up of this legislation. But it's my understanding he is prepared, and I know we are on our side of the aisle, to refute the what we view as misunderstandings of the governor about what is contained in that substitute language yet to be offered by our colleague from Hawaii, Mr. Abercrombie. So I will discuss that with him. It is my expectation, though, that we will proceed forward with the legislation, and as we probably will have a long day here on the House floor, we'll see how far we get on it during today's proceedings.
Gentlemen, you.
Be glad to.
I just want to say, and thank you for the correction, the opposition from the Attorney General and the Governor of Hawaii is not with the base bill. It is indeed with the ANS. They did not know what was in the text of that ANS, frankly, until they called our office last night. Apparently, there were some, I don't know who they are, that was simply not being forthcoming with them as at least sharing what the text of that ANS was. I think that's pretty serious, and I'm glad you're going to have that conversation. But that's the basis of our concern. These are individuals that have long supported the basic idea of Native Hawaiians, but are very much opposed, as is expressed in the letter, with the ANS. So thank the gentleman for yielding.
I appreciate that comment, and the gentleman from Hawaii has just arrived. And as we have not called up any bills yet, it is my intention to recognize the gentleman from Hawaii.
Thank you.
And then recess the committee to go answer the series of four roll call votes on the floor of the House and come
right,
back.
Right. I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Gentleman Hawaii is recognized.
I apologize to you and the members, Mr. Hastings. I thought the vote had been called and we were pulled over there.
And we've not called up anything yet here in this committee.
I beg your pardon. First, let me express my gratitude to you and especially to Doc Hastings for his never-failing legislative courtesy and personal regard. It is a bit disconcerting to have received the letter, but I have been – the Attorney General is, for full disclosure, is a personal friend has been for many, many years, has been a good friend to this bill. I've said so today. I had a long conversation with him yesterday. The difficulty here is that for reasons that are inexplicable to me, his constant references in terms of being in the loop on language changes and so on over the years somehow did not take place in this particular instance. I simply can't account for it. It never occurred to me that there wasn't an ongoing conversation and dialogue, because this had to do with the legal side of things, I must say. It has nothing to do with the legislative side. That's why we weren't talking. The language changes that are proposed here have to do with questions that have been raised by those who had concerns about the constitutionality questions and so on, and that's what the language changes were supposed to address. Now, in my conversation with him, I reiterated my appreciation to him about his participation and his support over the years and that of the governor. And as you know, I have expressed that to the committee on their behalf over the past 10 years. And I don't think that's changed. The Attorney General understands very clearly the general procedures of the House, and I indicated to him today that I wanted to go forward with the bill because of the legislative logistics that are involved here, with the idea that I would certainly recommend, as happens over and over again when we pass bills and there's still some concerns about it, that he'd have the opportunity then to engage in a dialogue, particularly with the Justice Department, to address issues. He does not think that the and I've, obviously I'm representing our conversation to you. The issues he raised in the letter don't get to basic constitutionality questions. They have to do with policy and procedure, and they're real. And the concerns that he raises are real. And I want to indicate to everybody that I agree with that. That he has the constitutional responsibility to look to the state's interests, the state of Hawaii's interests, and so he's put forward this letter because he has those concerns. What he does not have, and the governor does not have, basic concerns about support for what we've called in its variations over the years, the Akaka Bill. That is not in question here. The question is whether or not we can clarify some of the language involved there so that he can say that the interests of the state are indeed protected and are not compromised in some adverse way. So I would like very much, if we can, to proceed today with my assurance to you, to Mr. Hastings, to all the members here who have their reservations, that nothing will go to the floor without a manager's amendment of some kind that would address the issues that have been raised by the Attorney General. And he knows that's what I'm proposing today, and he understands that's the procedure I'd like to follow. Thank you.
Prior to the gentleman's arrival, I did announce we would proceed with the legislation. So that will be the order of the day.
And in the course of events then, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Hastings, I will address the various issues that are involved and indicate what I've said to the Attorney General and so on. And I'm hoping that everyone here will, because some folks are new to the committee and so on, but for those who have been here over a period of time, I think this committee has an excellent record on all sides, no matter who was in charge of the chair, back over the past 20 years of following through on promises that we would address any issues in terms of manager's amendments and so on before anything went to the floor.
The chair will announce housekeeping matter prior to taking up the first five bills that are considered non-controversial. We will get to the Native Hawaiian bill, the last order of business, and pursuant to Committee Rule 3H and House Rules 11-2H4, the chair announces that he may postpone further proceedings today on any question of approving any measure or matter or adopting an amendment on which a recorded vote of the ayes and nays are ordered. So prior to taking up the first item for consideration, we will recess for the current votes on the House floor and hope to be back around 11 o'clock. Whenever we finish the votes. Committee stands in recess.